जय जय
स्वामी पूर्वोत्तरी जय
जय
So having accepted this human form of life, if we don't desire to engage in any auspicious activity, but Guru Vaishnavas, they bestow their mercy upon us and they inspire us to follow these important festivals. It's a matter of great fortune that if we can respect these tithis, honor them, and make our life successful. Make our life successful. Or else, so many human lives are coming and going. So many wandering on the streets. But you see, who has this samartha, this pravritti, this tendency to engage in honoring these sthitis? Engage ourselves in honoring these sthitis. So we are not... We are wasting these opportunities, then we are more degraded than animals. So, today is the special sthiti of Varadev. Varadev's appearance. It is the Hiranyakashipu Hiranyaksha. They took birth. They captured Sarga, Brahmaloka. They are very surprised that we are trying so much to make everyone our followers, everyone respecters, worshippers. Because except for me, who is Bhagavan? No need to worship any other devata. If you worship any other devata, then we'll crush them. We'll discipline them. And what did he see? He saw in the 14 planetary systems, everyone very scared. But the Rishi Maharshis, the Vasis, Brahmashi, Rajashis, in this material world, they were not scared of these two brothers. They were very fearless. And Prithilok, Prithidevi herself is looking after everyone. Even if they're wicked or righteous, still she's looking after everyone. Even if one, she looks after everyone. For in action in Kashyapu, they saw that this Mother Earth, she is the root of all this fearlessness that the Rishi Maharshis have. She gives them this nectar. This nectar Bhagavan did not give to the devatas or to the demons. He gave all the amrit to Prithi Devi. She looks after everyone. Everyone, every living entity, wherever it is born. Land, water, air, every living entity is looked after by Prithi Devi. See, one can possibly describe all the glories of Bhagavan, but it's impossible to describe the glories of Mother Earth. Because every particle of dust of Prithi Devi is permeated by this nectar, Amrit. You see, from earth you can grow so many vegetables, so many fruits, so many kinds of medicinal herbs, oil, everything is had. You see, this treasure is found all over Mother Earth. So normally it is seen, you see, even on trees, even on mountains, nothing normally grows. But sometimes when it rains so much, then you see grass grows on mountains, hills. You see, there's every particle of dust is permeated with nectar. You see, cows eat grass and they give milk. And then seeds sprout into trees and they give fruits. And then honey is found within these trees. So if one does not worship Prithi Devi, then how ungrateful is? See the Rishi Maharshis. They only depend on their Prabhu. Just by depending on Sri Ram, then one may say, oh, will Ram give roti? But still, Prithi Devi, even if one has respect or not for Ram or Krishna, even if one is a demon, even if he has no faith, Bhagavan still should look after that living entity. See, they say, make sure that every living entity is fed very nicely. She looks after everyone. Cannot find anyone more merciful than her. See, nectar can be finished, but the stores of Prithi Devi can never be finished. You see, even in the ocean, even in the ocean floor, you can see different kinds of vegetation they found there on the ocean floor. So in Yakshanirakashpa, they saw that the Mother Earth is the root. They, having obtained everything from Mother Earth, they are nicely worshipping Bhagavan. Therefore they are so powerful. Prithi Devi is giving them this power. So Prithi Devi, she was smiling. She is saying, do I not give the same power to you as well? I am looking after your children as well. So why are you so... why are you filled with so much hate? Then Hiranyaksha said, alright, I'll catch Prithi Devi, bind her. Like how a cow will be bound. Bind this cow and plunge her into Rasatal. Then no one can, she can never come. Then this entire storehouse will be mine. So Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, they captured Prithi Devi. And they pushed her down into Rasatal. No, Vedas, Vedanta, everything was lost. All the living entities, now where could they stay now? Because they had bound Prithi Devi. So Brahma said, Bhagavan, he ordered me to create. But how can I create? The jivas are doing sadhana. They become pure by their sadhana. They learn. Then they go towards Bhagavan's seva. But here I say they have no solution. How can I create? Creation cannot take place in Devalok, Pitralok, Tapalok, or in Brahmalok, Satyalok, Tal, Atal, Sutal, Patal. Here also creation cannot take place. Only creation can only take place in earth, where she gives everyone the facility to observe sadhana bhajan. One himself appears here. He sends his associates, the sadhus, santas. Earth is the only place where everyone can attain their auspiciousness. But now Hiranyaksha bound Mother Earth. So Brahma, he was serving, he was thinking about this. And he became very surprised. Now what to do? Whom should I say? Whom should I tell? Because the demons, where do they get the strength from? You see, the four Kumaras, I created these four Kumaras by my mind. I told these four Kumaras that go, you make children, become householders, but they didn't become. So they went, you know, doing tapasya. The result of such shakti, they became so powerful. They say, what they do, they give all the shakti to Jaya and Vijaya. All the sadhana tapasya they have done. You see, one loses shakti in two ways. If you bless someone, then all your shakti goes away. But there's one thing. If someone, you see, you'll be benefited even if you give a blessing to someone, if he doesn't misuse those blessings. But if you bless someone and that person misuses those blessings, then you will be harmed. But if he does something good, then you will also be benefited. You will get blessings from Bhagawan also. Saying, oh, the person you blessed is this very good person. But you see, if a son takes his father's money and kills someone, enjoys someone, then the father's money is being misused, then the father will be unhappy. But if one uses that money to help others, serve others, then the father, grandfather, everyone will be happy. And they'll bless him even more. So, by giving blessings, you either you can even lose your bones. And if you curse someone, then immediately you lose all that tapasya. Like you see, Nagalok, then you see, if a snake bites someone, then the snake becomes powerless, weak for like so many months. Because it's very, very angry creature, a snake. If one bites someone, it loses all its power. So if a sadhu, santa, bhagavat, parikar, if he's always engaged in bhajan, if he should always control his anger. And anger has a brother, elder brother. His elder brother is lust. You see, you should not listen to him. Bhagavan himself said, Kamesha Krodesha Rajaguna Samadbhava. He said, Rajaguna, Kam, Krodh, everything is bound to arise. So, sadhu santas, they give curse to someone. Then, if he has some, if he gives blessings to someone, then it's very good. But if one is very angry and curses someone, then loses everything. So, the four chadushans, there is so much tapasya. The Bhal Brahmachari is never naked, 5 years of age. But now what do they do? The four of them, they cursed Jayavijay. And Jayavijay, they got so much power from these four Kumaras. They conquered all the three worlds. And now they themselves became like Bhagavan, became so powerful. They wonder, everyone should listen to us. They don't listen to us, then you see what we'll do. They would hang the rishis upside down. They would tie their hair to the branches and they'd start beating them. You should say, Om Hiranyakashipu Namaha, Hiranyakshaya Namaha. Don't worship anyone. Don't respect anyone else. Don't engage in this yagya, dan, punya, any pious activity. Because if one engages in such acts, then they lose their demoniac power. So if one doesn't engage in such things, then he'll also become a demon gradually. You see, anyhow, we should enter someone's heart. Either by your love or by discipline, if you enter someone's heart, then he'll keep thinking about you, then he'll become yours. But if out of fear, he keeps thinking about you, oh, he'll beat me, he'll break my hand, then he'll keep thinking about you, then he'll also become yours. So it's a very nice way to control someone. So then, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakshayata, we start beating them. Love will not make them, love will not make us control them. We'll burn their houses down, we'll take everything away from them. So everyone starts chanting, Om Hiranyakshaya, Hiranyakshaya Namaha, Hiranyakashipaya Namaha. And then they'll become mine. They'll become ours. Then they will no longer oppose us. Because you see, this austerity is lost by anger. And then they lose their tapasya. Then they became very powerful, these two brothers. And near Kashyapa, Diti, she prayed so much. Oh, the devatas, these sons, they're always troubling my children. So you bless us, I've served you so much, you bless me, that I can have such children. They can defeat all the demons, Indra and everyone. And Kashyap said, this is what you're asking for after you serve me. He said, you follow this vrata, serve all the Brahmins for 1 year and then you'll have sons. But he didn't say that there'll be someone who'll be born and will kill Indra. She formed austerities, but she had this desire. In the evening, He was going to Chandanik Tilak to engage in some dhyan. She called him, "Oh, I finished my tapasya, now we should give me these children." And Kashyap said, "This time is not right." He said, "No, I want this time. Give these children to me immediately." And Kashyap said, "All right, you'll have two children. They will cause suffering to everyone. And they'll also die very quickly." But she said, "Okay, no harm." So then she gave birth to these two children. She was very happy. And what they do, they captured Brahmalok, Tal, Tal, Sutal, Talatal, Rasatal, Patal, Sutal, Pital, every region they captured. And they say, they even captured Priti Devi. Saying, "No one should perform any austerity, tapasya dhyan." Now Brahma was thinking, "What should I do?" Brahma was thinking, "If there's someone else, I could have defeated them. But this Brahma Shakti, he doesn't easily go away. See, Paap Punya can go away by atonement, piety and impiety. But if you receive a curse of a sadhu, then it will destroy life after life, it will destroy. If you receive the blessings, then you will be unshakable. You will become very strong. Because in Prithvi Lok, one who is always engaged in speaking the truth and who is very resolute in performing the sadhana, and Prithvi will empower him in all ways. Because he has the wealth of Bhagwan's blessings. So they are all Shakti. So Brahmaji was thinking, which way should I use? So any way to Bhagwan. And Bhagwan said, "There's one way. If I send my Priya Bhaktas, then they'll go to them and they will take all the Shakti away." Because Bhaktas, they have this qualification. They can take all the Shakti away and they can also give you all Shakti. Because what will the Bhaktas do? They will stay with Bhaktas and they will act against their desires. They will not go according to their desire. You see, like these big acharyas, mantas, they have become such sevaks that they cause so much nuisance. In the end, they can't do anything after that. Because then they'll have to suffer what they've done. So I'll send some of my dear associates, by which even they do so many things, still they will not be able to disturb him. And slowly he'll take all their bull away, their strength away. And then I'll go and give the finishing touch. So they say, as long as the sadhus, the blessings are there, still, how will they be liberated? As long as the dry wood is not completely dry, it will not burn. If the wood is wet, it will not burn. You see, there's some kinds of wood, you put inside the fire, it will not burn so easily. And again, it will grow into a plant, a tree. And there's some, and you see, even the wood cannot be burned. Similarly, the blessing, the curse of sadhu is very dangerous. So you have to remove this curse. Then you have to make the wood dry, then you can set it on fire. So I have to take this curse of the sadhus out, then I can liberate them. So the Brahma was saying, "Alas, Prabhu, if you wait for them, now just see what they'll do. They'll destroy all of earth." Then Krishna said, "All right, this is your creation, you suffer. They're your sons. Your sons cursed Jayan Vijay. Now you suffer because of what your sons have done." So I say, Brahma is also Bhagavan's son, so he'll complain to his father. If he has trouble someone, he'll trouble the father. Well, so will the son go to? You see, for the son, there's no one except the father. He is also his eternal father and Brahma is his eternal son. So he took shelter of his eternal father. So when he started praying, then he sneezed. And when he sneezed, one small worm came out of his nostril. Then he said, "Oh, There are even nostrils, there are even worms in my head. Thinking about these two brothers, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, worms have come inside my head now. One small worm came out of his nostril. And gradually, it started growing in size. It was black. And then it started assuming a very huge form. Then very gargantuous form. It started growing so much in size. And Brahma was thinking, what is this? Camera. So small, this worm. I came out of Bhagwan's navel from born from lotus, and this worm has come from my nostril, from my nose, and I was growing in size. You see, sometimes living entity is born from the womb, from the navel, but you see, even from my nose, a living entity has been born. Just see how Bhagwan's Maya is. So because this Brahmatalo, this head is the place of Bhagwan. So Bhagwan, he emerged out of Brahma's head, and he lunged into the ocean, jumped into it. You can only go to Patal or Satal if you swim across this Garbhodak ocean. This Satal, Dutal, Vital. And then there's... And they say the endless ocean, Garbhodak ocean is present. Because the 14 planetary systems, it's like they're like a Brahmanda. They're oval-shaped, like an egg. They say they're all shaped like an egg, so he has to go through different planetary systems. So then he was sniffing out to see where Prithidevi was smelling. And anyhow, he kept Prithidevi on his tusk. With so much love, he lifted Prithidevi and he said, oh, you're so sad. You see, I didn't come out of Brahma's prayers because of his prayers. I came because you were suffering so much. So he lifted her on his tusk and placed her on the surface of the Garbhodak ocean. And now Prithidevi, she was very scared. She was trembling. She was saying, if you leave me, then again some demon will catch me, bind me, and commit all the atrocities. So give me some shelter. You come once in a while, and then you leave, and again I'll have to suffer. How much more can I suffer in this way? You see, wood is burnt in fire, it'll burn to ashes once and for all. But if a person similarly, if he enters in fire, he'll burn to ashes. But if he doesn't die, then he'll have to suffer again and again. This is my misfortune. Every time I'm greatly pained by these demons. How much more can I tolerate the suffering? So in Bhagwan, he said, all right, don't worry. Then he shook his neck. And when he shook his neck, then some hair fell on the surface of Mother Earth. Because Vara, he has these very long strands of hair on his neck, very thick. In this way, these strands of hair fell on the surface, and then he embraced Prithidevi. And then a son was born. His name was Nav. Means creation of man. But he, because of the association of the demons, he became like Narak. Became hellish. Then he had a surname, title. What is that? Narakasur. Before his name was only Nar. Like Banar, Nar, Narvanara. But then he became Narak. He made his life hellish because of Asat Sang. He was Mother Earth's son, Bhagwan's son. Why? Because during the demons, they were controlling the entire region. But in satsang, one is reformed. But in asatsang, even a sadhu will become entangled. So then Bhagwan, when he shook his neck, then his thick strands of hair fell on the surface of earth. Then Bhagwan, he said, you see, I'm giving you this immortal wealth, transcendental wealth. You see, my hairs are going to be born within your surface. They'll be called Kusha. And your name will be, Kusagra. scores can never, this blades of grass that are born from my hair can never be burnt. They will never die. And wherever these strands of hair are present, the place is very pure. Anyone who comes there, their minds will be changed. And anyone who sleeps on this kusasan, sits on this asan, he will be free of all these effects of summer and winter. And this chaturthi, their thinking mentality will be very good. Can be burnt, moistened. And they will always benefit you on this kushagras. And even if someone plucks these strands of hair from the root, they will still never die. So I'll always be present with you in the forms of this kushagras. And even if you'll have to face any obstacle, you see, just with the touch of this kushagras, that person will be liberated. Person who dies on kusasan, he'll never become a rakshas ghost. Therefore, on an eclipse, if you put a kushagras and water on any food, Rahu Ketu cannot touch this. You see, you have to shat for your forefathers, then without kusha, you cannot offer any oblations on their behalf. So, Bhagwan, he manifested kusha from his hair. So, Hiranyaksha, you know that Leela, where he fought with Hiranyaksha, he fought with Varaha, Varaha then killed him. So, they say, Pratidevi was losing so much of her strength, but then Bhagwan, he liberated her. But then Hiranyakashipu, he saw that Vishnu, he killed my brother, hiding. And then he told his brothers, wives and family, so many Tata Siddhanta, he said. In Bhagavatam it's mentioned. But then what did he do again? He went and he tried performing austerities to please Brahma. Yeah, this is your creation. So you can give everything, so give me also, make me immortal. So then we know that Leela. So then on Varahadev, When he placed Mother Earth, Sabasati Earth, then he made Mother Earth and the entire environment very pure, and he pacified her. And he said, whenever there's a need, you remember me, and I'll always descend for you. And whatever you desire, I'll do. I'll remove all this burden off of you. So then the Rishi Maharshi is formed Yagya. Then he again appeared as Yagya Varaha. And he protected the Yagya, the Rishis, and he taught everyone how to do sadhan. He looks out for all these anarthas. Sadhak, he does sadhan. But he collects so many of these anarthas. If someone says his sadhan is not right, then he'll become your enemy. Then he'll say, alright. No, if I'll do sadhan, so you'll be ruined. And then what will he do? He'll stand on his head. He'll keep his legs up. And then he started following austerities for 60,000 years. Then Bhagavan, he said, you're doing austerities for 60,000 years? Okay, I'll give you the fruit. I'll give you such a son that the son will greatly trouble you. You're doing tapasya, so just see the fruit I'll give you. Then the father's thinking, the son will be my follower. He'll serve me nicely, listen to me. And he gave such a son that he was opposed to Hiranyakashipu. See, the guru, he tries so much. He gets very good followers, very good disciples. And the father also thinks, I get nice children. People, they come to me and they say, oh, I shall have good children. May my children be good. Then I tell them, if you yourself are good, then your children will also be good. If your character is not nice, then how will the character of your children be nice then? How will the good qualities, how will these good qualities appear in you yourself don't have them? So if Guru's sadhana is not pure, then how will the disciples get this tendency, this purity, this humility, meekness, remains in sadhana, like Guru, like disciple? Now both of them, they suffer in hell if they are not bona fide. So Varadev, he said, I will come. When the yajna commenced, he came. When he gave darshan, he was so effulgent. Before, he was very angry. He was fighting so much wrestling. And now this Yajnavara was very golden. Very effulgent. Beautiful. It seemed no one was more beautiful than him. It seemed even the sun was paling in comparison to his radiance. And when he gave darshan, Rishi Maharshi's prayer. Then he said, all of you have hid your anarthas. And what is that? You see, a lotus cannot bloom on dirty water. These Rajnikanda, Ayana, all these fragrant, beautiful flowers like Nakesar, Parichat can never grow on dirty water. For that, you'll have to have pure, you should have very fertile land. And these seeds should be watered very nicely. And then when the land is pure, then those seeds will yield these flowers. Similarly, you're going to do sadhana, but you haven't left the tamasic place. This rajogun you haven't left behind. This tamasic vritti you haven't left behind. You haven't gotten satogun, the sattvic vritti. You know, you're eating, drinking is not so pure. Even though you don't wish to offer anything to Bhagavan, take his remnants. You are very independent. See, even you can fast the whole day. But still, even if you fast the whole day, still you're breathing air. And even that air that you're breathing is not pure. So the time when you get this Brahma Gyan, then in this Bhagavad Gita, in the 17th chapter, Krishna has spoken of this tamasic sthan, tamasic bhojan, difference between tamasic, rajasic, sattvic, what is charity given in the mode of sattvagun, rajagun, tamagun. Not just giving in charity, according to three modes of material nature, or the places. Also there's association according to this three modes of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has described, also in the Bhagavatam, Ved, Puran, Upanishad, all these descriptions have been given, three qualities. So, Yajnavara, he told the rishis, you have such shortcomings. Therefore, you're not achieving this siddhi in your bhajan, this purity, and you cannot benefit anyone. Therefore, the village is a place of rajagun. Gambling is a place of tamagun. The forest is a place of sattagun. And the place where Bhagavan's katha kirtan is going on, his place is a nirgun place. That all of you have done so much tapasya, but you haven't had a place for Bhagavan. You take kalash, you call Bhagavan there, you do parikrama, you do puja, but then where do you go after this? He's in the temple for some time, and then he leaves the temple, he goes back to Maya. The Maya again enters inside him. Even he's chanting the whole day. When he's going to sleep, in the night, what will he do? He'll start looking at his phone. He'll say, I'm not attacking anyone. Don't say, oh, he's my enemy, he's attacking me. You see, if you have a thorn, then the thorn will pierce you. How can you expect that the thorn will not pierce you? Then he starts looking at the phone. Now he's saying, the whole day he's doing Harinam, the whole day. In the night he's looking at the phone. And then I see what they're seeing. Now if I say what they're seeing, then they'll get very disturbed. And then when what he's seen, he'll sleep. And then what'll happen? Beautiful female monkey will come. Or a beautiful male monkey will come. And this beautiful male monkey, female monkey will embrace you. Then you will lose everything after that. Everything is then lost. Then you can auto. Then you become a ghost after that. Therefore, don't do like this. So, Varadev, he says, Yajnavara. Varuruha. Most most exalted Shakti, one who has this capability to dispel your anarthas, to give you this sat siksha, sat gyan, he's showing, pointing out where your anarthas are. Like I was saying, that you're chanting, and what are you doing? You're looking at the phone or the laptop and thinking, oh, I'm listening to Katha and then I'm looking at something and chanting. But then the advertisements come on or some news comes. Then what will you do then? But you've already seen those advertisements. You see, when you're seeing Jagannath Rath Yatra online, and then what happens? In between they give you an ad. And then they give you an ad for a few seconds. And the ad, they're showing you how to cook samosas, how to feed samosas to the others. And then you see there's some lady performing, eating samosas, and someone kisses her and runs away. So you see, even when they're showing the Rath Yatra, they're showing such advertisements. So how can you expect anything? They're only paving the way to hell, these advertisements and all these things. Especially when you're going to sleep in the night, that time you'll have, what will one person do? He'll embrace the mobile phone, and then he locks the door, and then he starts dancing. Also, you see, is this satsang? Is this place of Nirgun? Is this place of Bhagwan? See, throw this garbage away. If you want to do bhajan. So if you want to do bhajan, so Jagatananda Pandit, he has said, if you want to receive Mahaprabhu's mercy, then always remember this pastime with Chota Haridas. Not just with your body, even with your mind. Don't think of anyone in a lusty way. Once this impurity enters within your mind, then you can try as much as you can, but will not go away. You see, if there's a stain, you can use many different kinds of detergents, even petrol, but still it will not go away, the stain. Similarly, the stain in your mind is very difficult. It will not go away. To remove this stain is very difficult. So if you read about the glories of Yajnavaraha, then you can have some knowledge. So what is doing Upanishad? You see, if you don't read the Upanishad, then how can you know, realize Bhagwan? And nowadays you see they're giving all these books out and free. Now you don't even have to give money. Now even the government has made a scheme that give everything for free, educate everyone. And now also, what are they doing? They're telling everyone to go online. And then they're saying, you have to use a mobile phone. There's a computer, how to use the computer, learn how to use the computer. There's a computer course, and not just hardware, software, hard and soft. The different kinds of wares also now. So you see, Kali Maharaj is playing this game. You see, every person has a mobile phone in his pocket now. As soon as the baby is born, baby starts using mobile phone, looking at cartoons. And then, once the baby, he starts like using the mobile phone himself, and then he's looking at the cartoon and laughing, and he's enjoying nicely. So Kali Maharaj has made a place now for himself everywhere. Kali Maharaj has one on representative. They're all parikars of Kali. And as long as you don't keep these parikars of Kali, then your life is incomplete. Everything can be lost. But this should not go away. So, Yajnavaraha, did he have a computer? Don't think that computer was only in Kali Yuga. Computers were even present before in previous Yugas. Immediately you remember something, then the person would come. You see, observers would come from Sarga, heaven. There was no need to call them. Just remember them immediately, they'd come. Urushi would come. And all the Rishi Maharshis would also appear. The Brahmanas would come. Now you'll have to press some button. You'll have to go online. By that time there was no need to go online. Before Yajnavaraha, he's saying that to be free of these anarthas, you need this property, this strength. Or else how can you be free? Well, there's no need to touch, no need to see, no need to look. If you remember any tamasic place, you immediately get this tamasic vritti. If you look some serial on the mobile phone, when you can you sleep then? And all these scenes that you've seen, they'll appear in your mind. And then they'll all kiss you, embrace you. And in the morning, you lost all your vital force, your vital energy. So therefore, Yajnavaraha is saying, one performs Yajna, one worships Sri Hari. Like you say, Param Gurudev, when he came Navadvip, Chaitanya Math, then when he established Devananda Gaudiya Math, then he established this deity of Varaha Dev there. And he came to this place, Devananda Pandit. And then he said, Bhagavatacharya, he committed this offense, Srivastava. And Mahaprabhu chastised Devananda Pandit. Then Vakrashwar Pandit, he came. And for 7 days, 7 nights, he started dancing and singing continuously. And then he made his heart pure, Devananda Pandit's heart. He made the entire place pure. And then Mahaprabhu came. And then he gave him this sat-buddhi. And then he made him ready to ask for forgiveness from Srivastava. Why will he ask for forgiveness? He will never admit his mistake. So Yajnavara, he says, as long as a person will not become free from his anarthas, then that person will never go with the Shuddha Bhaktas. Now Param Gurudev, he would say, he would be sitting. And he'd say, so many disciples, but some disciples would be maintaining a distance, running away. Then Gurudev would ask him, why don't they come near you? Oh, because they have some, they're hiding something. They're not coming to me because they're hiding something. They come actually to engage in gratification. They say, oh, if I go near Guruji, then he'll purify me. He'll make me free from this desire to enjoy. Then how can I enjoy then? Therefore, I'll stay at a distance from him. And then I can enjoy my senses nicely. And then I can enjoy bhoga. So I'll stay at a distance from him. So Varadev is saying, as long as you have the anarthas, Shuddha Bhakti will not come. Therefore, Vishnu Thakur is describing this Madhuri Kadambini. He is describing all these anarthas in a very subtle way. Why you cannot do bhajan? Not only Sarvabhrama Satrashna, Dharavalya Aparat, and Rajasya Sarup, Parasarup, Virodhi Sarup, Atma Sarup, Brahma. So all these different kinds of anarthas are there. And so many other kinds of anarthas are there. Lavikshevaka Sayara Sasad, Apratipati, Vishesanga, so many different kinds of anarthas. In Madhuri Kadambini, Sekivara has said, how can you do bhajan, sadhan, if you have such anarthas? As long as you don't make a place for Yajnesha Sri Hari in your heart, then how can you be free? You make a place for so many anarthas. So many people, you remember them in a minute or two. Now people come and ask me, oh, I chant so much, follow Ekadashi, Rubarikrama, I do Dhyan. But still I'm not advancing, I don't feel purified. Then I say, oh, you told me many things, but tell me one thing. 24 hours, whom are you remembering? Who's coming? If someone chastises you, abuses you, then you only remember him. Oh, he abused me, he insulted me, he criticized me, he, despite being my son, my relative, just see how he's insulted me. So if you only think about him, then you become his disciple. So we chanted Bhagavan's Mala Mantra. Where is this place for Bhagavan? Other person who you criticize, you have a place for him in your heart. And this way actually, by insulting you, he has won over you. Because you're only thinking about him. And especially if someone says with so much love, very sweetly, gives you some gift, glorifies you. Oh, you're like this, you're like that. You have such a nice glories. Oh, you're very glories. Then you feel, oh, I've become danyati danya. Now I've become exceedingly fortunate. Now only we remember more. Just see how he's glorified me. Oh, now I'm so fortunate, exceedingly fortunate. Then now I'll write on the website that how he's glorified me. So whom are you remembering then? You're only remembering all these wolves, dogs, lambs. You see, in the morning, the jackal is always howling. So similarly, a person glorifies me, I remember him. Once, one person, he went to a landlord's house to eat. So then the landlord, then he fed him very nicely. Then he gave him a golden necklace, gold coins, and like, he gave him like, gold clothes, having golden embroidery. Then he offered them the pranam. And what did he do? Then all the sadhus start glorifying the seat. Oh, such a good landlord, such a good landlord. He's given so much charity, so much charity. So then he's only glorifying him, only engaging his person. Oh, he's fed me so much, given such nice clothes. Now day and night, only thinking about him. Just see this setu. He's giving me such nice things. So Guruji would say, just see, this person, by giving such food and wealth, he's made you his disciple, his follower. Now you're not, you know, you cannot forget him. So how are you remembering Bhagwan? Are you worshipping him, remembering him? Therefore, why should we are not connected with this attraction of Sankarshan Dev. We are rather attracted by the attraction of Maya. We sold at our feet. And then we cannot return from there. Someone gives us a glass, plate. Then we see, oh, we remember that person. Oh, he's given such a nice plate to me. Before, I was lying in this broken hut. And he made such a nice house for me. Then, oh, this landlord said, he's a very nice person, Bhagwan. Benefit him. So this is Bhajan. Therefore, if you don't read these Puranas and don't engage the satsang, then without being beaten by this hammer of axe, no, by this hammer of gyan, knowledge, without being beaten by this chisel of knowledge, then how can you not go? So Yageshwar Shihari appears as Yakyavara and he kisses Brahmavitya. And they say, the Rishi is there trembling, saying, what bhajan are we doing now? Whose bhajan are we doing? So the Anavas Rakshasas came in Dandakaranya and the Rishis were doing bhajan. And what were they doing? They would pass stool on the Rishis and they would throw these, their feces, they would throw bones of animals, pollute the entire place. Why? Because then when they become angry, then they lose their tapasya. Then they become weak, then they crush them, and they eat them. So Ramchandra was saying, like, there were such huge mountains of Brahmin threads. Like, so many bones, huge piles of bones. Then he asked Rishis, what is this? Then he said, oh, they came to do bhajan independently in the forest. And they say, because of being independent, they start doing without the anugatya of Guru, without any satsang, saying, I'll go to the forest and do bhajan. And so they could not control their senses. They became very angry. And what was the result? The result was destroyed. See, Pandu was such a great king. Very good, knowledgeable person. And you see, this lion was roaring. And then he started running behind this lion to shoot it. And what did he do? He released his arrow. Then he saw his own lion there. There was a Rishi. Then the curse came upon him. Then, oh, I was attached in this act. You killed me. You killed me when I was, and they say, so when, if you touch another, any woman, then you'll die immediately then. So one have to suffer for his acts. So one cannot control his senses. Then who are you cheating? You're cheating your own self. So, Atma Vanchan. So become free from these anarthas. Be strong. Pray to Bhagwan. That no one should enter my heart. There should not be a place for anyone. You see, a person, you enter heart, then you enter qualities. You see, what do? We do preaching. We collect many people. And you say, oh, this person is so beautiful. Oh, the ministers have come to me. Oh, such educated people have come to me. Now the wives of this minister have come to me. And they say, we're chanting Hari Nam, we're only thinking about this minister, about that lady, this woman, that man. Bhagavan is not being remembered by you. But all these people are being remembered by you. You see, a mother will never come to this place where a prostitute is sitting. If a prostitute is sitting next to you, will a mother come there? They only come if that place is very pure, then mother will come there. Swarupshakti Srimati Radharani, why will she be bestowed mercy then? So Varadev, he said, before when they started this yagya, first of all, Jayadeva Goswami, when he started writing this Gita Govinda 42, first of all, he wrote this Dasavatar Stotra. With one shloka, he worshipped the Dasavatars. All this, and first of all, he said, this is Mahapralaya. Pralaya Payodhi Jale, we are drowning in this Mahapralaya. Pralaya Payodhi Jale, Vanasi Vedam, Vita Vaitra Chaitra Maketam, Yashavadrita, Meena Sharira, Jai Jagati Shari. So there's no one to save us. We are drowning in this sansar. Who will rescue us from this universal cataclysm? So who will save us except for Bhagavan himself? Or else, if they don't rescue us, then this flow is continuously going within our hearts. Who are we remembering? You left all these things behind for Hari Bhajan. You came to Hari Bhajan, but what have you come to do? You're calling all these people in your mind. If someone comes, you become so happy. Oh, you've come to see me, I'm so happy. You come to the dham, now listen to my Harikatha. Oh, no, Mahaprasad, oh, make a room, give a room for them. And when they leave, they give you some clothes, some dakshina. And then they give something, oh, you're very fortunate. Oh, give me a phone number. No, I'll come, so you give me a phone number anyhow. And you remember all these numbers. I remember, it's like you see, every phone number has 9 digits. And everyone remembers so many digits. But he cannot remember Bhagavan's name or one kirtan. Harinamtu anekaswarupa yashodanandanandanandatanaya rasakopa. Oh, I cannot remember this. Then you have to look at the book and do kirtan. But can you don't forget these phone numbers. You don't forget these names. These you cannot forget. But these kirtans you cannot remember. You'll need a book to read. How can two souls going to the same sheath? Either remember the material world or the spiritual world, how can you remember both? You're saying, oh, I have no intelligence, no memory. You remember everything of this world, but you cannot remember these things. You cannot remember Yashomati Nandan, Nandajavanaga. But small kirtan also you cannot remember. You have to look at the book. And then, even when singing from the book, he forgets. Then what bhajan are you doing? Whose bhajan are you doing? So Varadev is saying, whom are you worshipping? You become Rishi Maharshi, but for whom? You're serving the senses, the mind, the body, or Bhagavan. Whom are you worshipping? If you want to worship Bhagavan, then become free from these anurtas. Throw them away. Throw them aside. Yatam sabachariya varnasham tamakinchana hayaloi the Krishna sharana. As long as this varna, ashram, not just this body, senses, birth, everything, you have to renounce and offer everything to Bhagavan, master of the senses. Unless you do this, nothing else will happen. You have to paste your body like sand alone. And then, don't remember anyone for even one moment. Then, this Bhagavad Smaran will automatically appear within you. See, when no one will enter a place which is very dirty, full of mud, so you have to make a place for Prabhu in your heart. For Param Gurudev, he said, is Aparadabhanjan part 2. This is Kulya. That Devananda Pandit was freed from his offenses. But he is also a place of Varahadev. Anyone who comes here in his Yajna Varaha, his Lakshmi Varaha, they will show what their faults are. They will explain, saying you can never do bhajan bhakti if you are still entangled in these anarthas. Therefore, don't be entangled. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, from one Ekadashi to another, you should remember whom have I remembered, how many people have I remembered, how many devotees have I worshipped, how have I worshipped Bhagwan, his bhaktas, how many books have I read, how have I used my time, or remember this material world. You see, remember all songs from movies, but you cannot remember this Prarthana Narottam Thakur. You have no ruchi for this. Param Guru Maharaj, when he is described with this Yakyavara, and then Shvetvara, this Kalpa, this is the Kalpa of Shvetvara. Where Varadev, he appears in every yuga. Because without him, who will discover Anathas? You see, Vara has this power to smell. He'll dive deep into Varas and sniff all Anathas out. So don't think, oh, only worship Krishna. But then Jayadeva Goswami, he's in Gita Govind, he's described as Madhurati. But still, first he has prayed to the Dashavatars. Because if the foundation is proper, then everything will be alright. If there's no Parasuram, then who will remember the Kshatriya Vritti? Who will remember this anger? See, Ram also is a Kshatriya. But who will remember this anger? If there's no mean avatar, there's no fish incarnation, then who will rescue us from this pralay? There's no kurma, tortoise incarnation, then how can we retract our senses like our tortoise does? There's no varaha, then who will sniff our anathas out, make us free? There's no Narsingh Rupa. You see, then we'll think, oh, why should I fear from others? I'm very strong, so Narsingh doesn't still fear within us. So in Shvetvara Kalpa, Bhagavan Varadev, he appears in Gaur Varna. At that time, he fought with the demons. The demons, what they do, they hit all the Shastras. Like you see right now, 5,000 shlokas of the Bhagavatam are lost. No one knows where they are. So then, Varadev, he will retrieve these 5,000 shlokas. So the demons, they remove all these important shlokas. Vedvedanta Upanishad, they make new Vedvedanta Upanishad. And they even very scholarly. What will they do? Even a fool does this. Doesn't have knowledge, he will give a wrong meaning. He cannot speak the correct meaning, so then he'll speak an incorrect meaning. The Gurudev would say, oh, you take the tail of a donkey, the horns of an ox, take the feathers of a peacock, and you make some very strange animal. So this is not horrible, this is horrible. So this horrible is actually horrible. And in Ayurveda they say horrible. See, it's one word has three meanings. They say not horrible, they say horrible. They say horrible. They say Bhagavan's Naam Roop Gun Leela. These Vinodi Dhanavs, they do such things. The time Bhagavan himself, when Bhagavan appears as Krishna or Yajnavara, and purifies everyone's hearts. See, like Bhagavan's names, Shri Krishna Gopala, Hare Mukunda, Nath Narayana, Vasudeva. There are so many different kinds of stuttis. Shri Krishna Vasudeva, Hare Paramatmane, Pranataklesha, Eshaya, Naya Namo Namo. Then say, Krishna, say, Hari Paramatma, I don't know. stuti. Make another stuti. But what is the objective of your stuti that you have made up? Anything, any mantra that you appears, you write it down. Saying, oh, I'm pure, I'm Nitisiddha. This mantra that I've written is Vedvani. Is Santavani, Guruvani. So are you really a Santa? Santa means the sansara has ended. So he was really Vedvani. But who will speak these words of Varadev? He will do it. His Bhagavata Varadev. He can reform one and establish a proper understanding. Or else, is there any Bhagavat Parikar Mukta Purush? Except him. They say Mukta Purush is free from these four defects. Brahma Karna Patoi Pralipsa. He can speak the proper truth. Not the others, these Anurthas. So all the avatars, like Leela avatars, Gana avatars, Mannata avatars, Yuga avatars, Vaish avatars, Vaibhav Vilas, Prabhu Vilas, Vaibhav Prakash, Prabhu Prakash, Prabhu Vaibhav Prakash Vilas, so many different categories of incarnations. And Narsingadev, what is he do? He will instill fear, beat. And Varadev, what will he do? He will go and remove these avatars and he will not leave you unless he makes you pure. So therefore the avirbhavtati of Varadev is invaluable. Before we never knew, why should we worship a pig? We should worship Narayan, Vishnu. Why should we worship a pig? Boar. I go to the temple and see why they worshipping this boar form. And Geshe-ri Gaudiya Mata, he, Gurudev also established this boar, Lakshmi Varaha. Say, why Varaha? Then Maharaj said, oh, read this Varaha Puran. I read this Varaha Puran. Then Gurudev starts speaking. Therefore, Guru, how can you? As long as you don't have Guru, where will you get this gyan from? Who will explain to you? Then you'll only be drowning in this, in these anarthas. You think you're doing bhajan, but actually not. Saying, oh Maharaj, bless me. My business is not flourishing. My daughter-in-law is not listening to me. My husband is not listening to me. My son. Maharaj listens and then he agrees. Then he says, alright, you do havan. You give some charity, you do some tirtha, you do some punya, do chant, japa. Then you're only thinking about them. So then we're connecting. These are not us. Saying, oh, I'm speaking Harikatha. But where is the tendency? Therefore, Pravritesa, Bhutanam, Nivritesa, Phanam. So as long as one doesn't have this Guru Vidya, Brahma Vidya, then we'll not have faith in these avatars. Saying, what is this Guru Mavatar? Bhakti Thakur gave this Guru Mantra to Prabhupada. Param Gurudev would say, as long as one doesn't take shelter of Varadev, then you know you're free of these anarthas. You never do Krishna Kirtan, you do Maya Kirtan. He'll be croaking, you know, like doing this Maya Kirtan. So, Bhapara Avatar, he has a speciality, all the avatars. And Vartav especially has so many specialities for the sadhaks. So today this Varaha Avatar, he came from the nostril of Brahma, but Yajna Varaha, Ashveta Varaha, or Krishna Varaha. So according to different yugas, he appears in different forms, like from Brahma's nostril or from the Yajna or other things. So yesterday was Jaya Ekadashi, Bhaimi Ekadashi. So one follows his Ekadashi very nicely, then he'll be victorious. Mahaprabhu has said, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. If you do Krishna Kirtan, then you'll be victorious. But how can you do Krishna Kirtan? You'll tell me it's Krishna Kirtan, then Maya Kirtan. for like 23 hours, 23 and a half hours. You do Krishna Kirtan for like 20 minutes and you do Maya Kirtan. This is the time. So if you want to go once Nam Nantra Jap Sadhan, then you pray to Varadev. Varadev, you know all these answers of Tulsidasa said, if you want to bhajan, then always keep this. You see, there's an Induk. One's one who's always taunting, who's always teasing, looking for faults in everyone. You keep that person next to you. Make one bhajan kutir for him and keep him next to you. Don't chase him away. Then what will you do? You start writing all your faults down. You did like that, you did like that. Oh, you didn't sleep properly in the night. You didn't turn to the other side. He'll keep looking at you and speaking all these faults. Oh, you spoke to that person, you meditated on that person. He'll start spreading so many things about you. He won't let you live, be in peace. And what will he do? He'll take these anarthas out. He cannot liberate us, but at least he'll point the faults out. So if you have such a Ninduk, person who finds faults in you, you're very fortunate. You know, it's saying, you cannot tolerate. And say, we think, oh, we'll call the police and arrest him. Or get some gundas, beat him up nicely. But he's really a good friend. Therefore, Param Gurudev would say, then, first, be free of the Janatas. Then worship Narsingadev. Every day he's singing, Ito Narsingo, Prato Narsingo, Ito Tamata Narsingo, Vayu Narsingo, Narsam Prapade. By the time, he's speaking this mantra, but who is he remembering? Saying, oh, in morning now I want to go sleep. But why, he's only saying half, he's not even saying half word. You see, he's only saying one thing, and he's saying, oh, where have I come now? I was sleeping so nicely, but now I'm saying this Narsingha Stuti. Now he's, oh, Ito Narsingha, Uparto Narsingha, Antar Narsingha, Vayu Narsingha. How can I say? So Chaitanya Goswami, you should follow in his footsteps. Pradapaya Udhi Jale, Dithavane Sedam. Learn. Who will save us from this Mahapralaya? Worship to the Savatars. Then you can go front. Then this Mangal Gita come. Shita Kamala Kusha Mangala Tata Kundala. Parital Tavana Mala Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Saying, oh Dev, all glory is to you. All my will come. All this will worship others. Glorify others. So there is Varahavatars. Vijay Ekadashi Jaya. Ekadashi Yesterday. How can we have this victory? So Bhagavan is saying these avatars are very merciful, very powerful. There's no one could do bhajan in this Smriti Lok. Tapasya. You don't find any pure place here. Where is Bhagavan's place? At him, was there any mandir mat ashram? But wherever this Kushasan is, then the place is pure. Place of yagya. You can automatically engage in dhyan. You just puja pat. Now, tomorrow is the Avirbhav Tithi of Nityananda Prabhu. So, there will be yagya after katha, then Abhishek of Nityananda Prabhu. She didn't go there this time. So if you don't have the grip of our Guru Varga, then instead of Hari Kirtan, do Maya Kirtan. And when Nityananda will come, in Kali Yuga, he is Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Manushan Nitai Nagari Vidai. What is he saying? He is going door to door, keeping a straw in his teeth, saying at least say Gauri's name once. I'll take responsibility for you. At least say once. Gauri's name. Therefore, our acharyas have said, Yatashtem Rata Kuru Haridwana Manisham Tatava Samsaram Buddhi. Okay. Then one chancer in a million months. Then the responsibility for samsara is upon me. I'll take responsibility. Don't have to worry. So, we will pray to Nityananda Prabhu tomorrow. Because we have no qualification of our own. We cannot be free of these anathas. Because this mercy is upon us, he is Mati Pavan. So, we'll pray to him tomorrow. Nandiri Ripo.